A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Oh, Dan, hello there.
All
How
right,
are
mate.
You?
I'm very well, thanks.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back into the pub. The usual?
Yes, please.
There we go. Pouring that lager that you enjoy lovely. So much. How have you been?
I've been very well, thanks.
First, windswept?
First, yes, well, it's chilly outside.
That's irrelevant to wind.
Well, I washed my hair before I came out, and then it was very cold, so I had to wear a woolly hat.
Yep.
And obviously my hair's become flyaway as a result.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. Bit of hair care chat for you.
Good. Always love that. Yeah. That's why people come back again and again to the Moon Under Water for the hair care chat.
Yeah.
We should try and get Vidal Sassoon on.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know if he's alive. Not even certain if he's a person or just the name of a brand.
I think he's a person.
Okay.
But, yeah.
We'll do some more research before we put the invite out.
Yeah.
Dear Vidal Sassoon,
dear
if you're a person.
Dear Mr. Sassoon.
Dear Mr. or Mrs. Sassoon.
Yeah.
Is Vidal a boy's name?
And if not, we can get Head and Shoulders to come and chat.
The brothers.
Yeah.
What's your week been like, Dan? What have you been up to?
As we said last week, I'm embarking on an attempt to visit 52 different pubs.
Oh, wonderful.
This year. I haven't started as requested by you, my Excel spreadsheet yet.
Okay.
It's still all on my phone, but I will do that.
Could you keep track of the pubs that I go to too?
Yeah.
I just don't want to do the admin.
Okay. Well, you'd have to
I'll tell you on this every week.
Oh, right. And then I'll note it down.
And then you just are aware of what I say and you just wrote, I can specify specifically pubs.
Yeah, okay.
I've, for example, have been to pubs this week. And I'll be able to tell you about them in a minute.
I thought that, yes, that would be nice. And then we can have a sort of a tally each. Maybe we can see who's visited the most pubs.
Is it a competition? It's a dangerous competition to embark upon.
Yeah. I mean, I've been to two this week. So I'm thinking I've got to get ahead of the game.
Okay.
And they can be pubs you've been to before
but
in
they
previous
count once
years.
Each
but
year.
They only count once
Perfect.
For this year. Yeah. So I went to the Swan on Saturday, where I've been to with you, when we went to see Lloyd Griffith perform at the Hammersmith Apollo.
Oh, that Swan.
Yes.
I thought you were talking about the ropey Stockwell nightclub frequented by Australians that was very popular in our social group in the 2000s.
Yeah, no, not there.
No.
No, okay. The one on Hammersmith, big Hammersmith roundabout.
Okay, yeah.
Quite a nice pub. I went there on Saturday before going to see QPR v Bournemouth because I thought I needed a bit of Dutch courage.
How did it go?
To watch us get hammered. Well, it was at half time, mate. It was going brilliantly. 2-0 up against Premier League opposition.
I've been in enough football conversations to know that this isn't going to go. And then we carried on and held out for a 2-0 win.
Yeah, and then we were 3-2 down within about 15 minutes in the second half and lost. Yeah.
Fair enough.
It was good. Good half. Good first half.
Yeah.
If I left then, would have been fine. So I had a nice pint of pride in there. That was nice. So I ticked off a pub. And then yesterday was Leo's last day before going back to school.
Yep.
And so I treated him to a pub lunch. I was working from home. So I did some work in the morning. I said, come on, Leah, we go for a pub lunch.
Where did you plunge?
We went to... I've never heard that. That's
neither
nice.
I. Yeah. I think we might
we should use
might
that.
Catch on, though.
Yeah. We went to a pub which he'd been asking to go to. It was actually the first pub that he ever went to when he was about a week old. And it's called the Rosendale, which is near to us, it's local to us.
Yep.
And he met still one of his best friends 10 years later, who was only a week or two older than him. Mm-hmm. That was the first time they met in the Rosendale Garden. So we went there and we had a bit of lunch.
What'd you have?
I had some gnocchi.
How do you say that?
Gnocchi? Is that how you say it, isn't it?
I don't know. I've always just said gnocchi, but that sounds...
Oh, okay. Well, I like to put a little bit of Italian into it.
I like it. I say gnome.
Gnome. And he had some dips and stuff. And then the dessert was a pizza base with tomato or anything on it, just the dough.
Yeah.
Cooked, obviously.
Yeah.
Drizzled with Nutella and marshmallows.
Is that something that was on the menu? Yeah. Rogue?
Yeah, it was on the menu.
How was that? Because it sounds disgusting.
It was, well, there's absolutely no chance he was going to eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I had to help him.
Yeah.
It's not really my thing, but it was actually very nice.
Was it?
Yeah, because it's just like bread with chocolate on it.
Again, doesn't sound great.
Yeah. No, it's better than it sounds.
Yeah, I suppose people have Nutella on toast, don't they? So it's just a Italian version of that.
Yeah. And I wanted to go non-alcoholic because mm-hmm. we've been talking about that. And they did have Lucky Saint and a couple of other things, but it was really cold. It was snowing a bit. And I thought it's a bit cold for a cold lager. So I went for half a Timothy Taylor's.
There's no judgment here.
No, but yeah. I want to make an effort to be looking at the non-alcoholic options more.
We need to cater for all. We need to cater for people who drink all sorts of drinks. Yeah, so
absolutely.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So you're starting the your tally. You're declaring on Bang. Two. After
I'm on
one
two
week.
After 1 week.
Okay.
And so I'm slightly ahead of the game.
Okay. I've been to no pubs.
Oh.
Until yesterday.
Ooh.
When I also went to two.
Nice. Two in a day.
It's
not quite a pub crawl. What is it? Pub step. Pub. Don't know.
I don't know. What is the minimum threshold for a crawl? Three?
I would say three.
Yeah. Otherwise, you just went to a couple of pubs last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's two is a couple of pubs last night. Three is a crawl.
Does intent matter?
What, you say what you need to have planned, it's going to be a crawl first?
Yeah. Is it like we're going to go out and do these? If you just go to a pub, then you go to another pub, another one. Have you gone on a pub crawl if you just had a night out? Because there's times when I've gone out of an evening and I might have gone in my youth and I might have gone to three different places with friends, but I wouldn't have said I've gone on a pub crawl because I was just going out.
No, that's a good point.
I think a pub crawl might require
pre-plan.
Three pub minimum
and
intent.
Okay.
Like
so you can't say the next day.
I don't know what the law of that is either, but it feels like that's the difference between a night out and a pub crawl.
You can't say the next day, oh, it ended up in turning into a pub crawl. You'd never say that, would you?
I think you could if you are in the first pub and said, shall we go on a pub crawl?
Okay.
But I don't think if you just happen to go to a few pubs, you could. There has to be some discussion that you are going to go on to multiple pubs.
All right. Well, that's the rule from now on.
Okay.
To anyone cool. out there.
If anyone out there does have differing views on the official threshold for this, because we are a stickler for rules here at the Moon Underwater.
Yeah.
Robbie@moonunderpod.com.
Yeah.
Terrific. I started a new series on my YouTube channel. I started filming it yesterday. And the idea is people go to lots of different places in the UK.
I'm not ignoring you. I'm just getting ready to note down your pubs to put on the Excel spreadsheet, but I am listening.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's quite distracting.
Yeah, sorry.
I could just tell you at the end.
Okay.
But I went... my theory, my idea for this feature is people go to lots of different places in the UK, Manchester, London, but why are they only going to the places that are good? You know what I mean? Why don't you go to the other places?
Okay.
So and some of them might be good, some of them might be bad. We don't know.
Okay.
But places that are not general tourist destinations.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Or they could be, but they're just not your big hitting places. So yesterday I kicked this off by going to Manningtree in Essex for a day.
Yeah, because you wouldn't think to go to Manningtree in Essex.
No, it's on the train line from me to London. I see it a lot.
Yes, and I've been through it a lot. Yeah.
And it looks like when you're on the outside, you look at Manningtree and it looks like it's an sort of estuary. It's on there and you can see the town. There's like a little estuary front. I don't know what a seafront equivalent for an estuary is.
Okay.
There's that there. And I always thought, oh, that'd be lovely to spend a nice day in a pub there. Then I looked on a map and there isn't a pub on the seafront.
Oh.
So, but I thought, well, what is the situation in Manningtree? I went along with Ellis Platten, who's a YouTuber, has a channel called Away Days, lovely guy. And that's the idea. That's going to take a different person. Well, not a different person. Some people might do the same one. You can come on one if you fancy. Dan will go to a place, take friend, go to just a random place and make a video. So went to Manningtree, had a look around. Manningtree, met a guy in the street there that I was chatting to. he was like in his 80s, 86, I think he said was.
Did he come up to you or did you go up to him?
He asked if we were bird watchers because we had a camera and we were sat outside. I said, no. And I didn't really explain what I was doing because I didn't.
I just
come to visit Manningtree for the day, I said. And he was talking about it, and he said Manningtree is the centre of the universe. He loved Manningtree.
Aww.
So into Manningtree, really bigged it up. And he said, you've just got everything here, a list of things. He said, we've got three pubs. What other town has three pubs? And I thought, all of them.
And he suddenly thought, this man has never left Manningtree.
Well, he was a company guy, and he has obviously, I think he's been to London. This is what I think's happened. He's 86. He's lived in London. He's gone one place that didn't have very much. He's gone back to London.
Yeah.
He's gone to Manningtree. It's got more than the other place. He's moved there.
It's one.
He's gone, that's it. But yeah, I don't think three is an outrageous number of pubs for a town.
Sounds a bit small. Few.
Yeah, I think, actually. Honestly, I thought it probably should have had more.
Yeah.
The village I lived in Kent had four
pubs.
Yes,
it did.
And a working men's pub.
Yeah.
So I was there. I wasn't drinking alcohol. I was drinking other drinks because you'll die if you don't. But I had two non-alcoholic beers. I had a Ghost Ship in the first one.
Lovely.
0.5%.
Big fan.
And a Guinness Zero in the second one.
Nice.
The first one went to was called...
Wow. So, you, I mean, now it wasn't that long ago that you'd only drank Guinness in Ireland. And now suddenly Matthew Crosby comes on the show.
Who I loved, by the way.
Yeah, amazing. And gives us 0% Guinness, and suddenly you're drinking Guinness in...
Well, I'm drinking 0% Guinness. I'm not ordering... I know, I did order good Guinness recently, before Christmas. I did a few Guinness.
It's happening.
A few Guinness. So yeah, it is happening. The first one we went to, the pub, there were three pubs in there. There's the Skinner's Arms, the Crown, and the Red Lion. Didn't go in the Red Lion because it didn't look open when we went past it. But the one that we thought, where should we go to first? The Skinner's Arms advertised real ale and craft beer. It advertised live sport, darts. None of that was the grab for us. It also had on the sign outside, petonque. We're like, have my attention. Went in, couldn't see the petonque. There were also quite a lot of very salt of the earth men in there who I found intimidating. And I didn't want to go in and ask to play petonque.
You didn't want to say a word sounded a bit French.
I didn't
in
want to say
petonque
because it could be a trap.
Yeah.
It could be like they do that to lure people in and then they make fun of
them. And then they skin them. That's why it's called the Skinner's Arms.
It was a very nice pub. Yeah. I enjoyed it. Barman was lovely. I'm sure these people are also lovely. I just didn't want to ask about the petonque. And also I thought the petonque's probably outside. It was very cold yesterday. It was snowing.
Yeah.
I thought I don't want to do snow petonque in Manningtree.
No.
So went there and then... Then we went for some food, went to the Crown, where I had a sandwich, which is ham and cheese toasty. Very nice.
Lovely.
Manningtree overall, I'm going to rate it as quite nice.
Okay.
I'm not as sold on it as the 86-year-old man.
Would you recommend it to tourists who are visiting this country to take a detour?
I think there's other places you should prioritise.
Yep.
If you find yourself in Essex, go along. If you're nearby, by all means, pop in for lunch. If it's the summer, there's a beach there.
Okay.
We went to the beach.
Oh, okay. I didn't realise it was on the coast.
It's on the estuary coast.
Oh.
That was discussed a few minutes ago.
Yeah, sorry. I was just thinking estuary.
You didn't think we'd have a beach, would you?
No, that's yes.
Yeah. So, here we go. So I'm also on two pubs.
So.
And I had a plunge.
Had a plunge. So Skinner's Arms and...
The Crown.
And the Crown.
Of Manningtree.
In Manningtree.
Yeah, you need to specify because there could be lots of ones. I don't want to go to multiple Crowns, only one of them count.
Yes.
That'd be a good rule. You have to go to different named pubs.
I think if you I think you're going to be visiting a greater variety of pubs around the country and the world than I'm going to be, I suspect.
Potentially, but you live in London, where there's a...
I do.
Which is like a world in a city.
Yes, there's a lot of pubs here, so...
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been good. And if anyone else wants to join in, I mean, we're not encouraging people to just go and get hammered every day.
No, I've been to pubs and not drunk a single drop of alcohol.
Exactly.
This year.
Just a pubs, sort of not booze. Yeah. Just enjoying the pubs.
Yeah. And also, if you want to keep trying, how many pints you do this? No.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and keep us up to date on that.
So that's that. I'm recording another one tomorrow. With my friend Alfie Indra. We're going to where he lives in Bury St. Edmunds.
Oh, love so, Alfie.
Yeah, Alfie's great. That's good. And then I don't know what other pubbing I'm doing. I'm going to a comic anime convention this weekend. Oh. Not my choice. My children want to go, my two older ones. So we're spending a weekend in the London.
Nice. Oh, yes, because I might be seeing you on Saturday night, I believe.
Oh, good. That's exciting.
Yeah.
I've not been informed of that, but that's wonderful news.
Yeah. Our mutual friend obviously didn't check with you first.
No, good. But good. The less time I've spent with him, the better. We'll be doing a little bit of pubbing. That's good, because if we're together, then you can't get ahead of me on pubs.
Yes.
Because we can...
That's true, yeah.
Ideally, we'll go to pubs you've already done, so I count for me and not you.
Yeah. No, that's not unless good.
Don't try and organise the night out in Manningtree now to try and get one over on me.
I think it's going to get to a stage where someone's going to say, do you want to go to the pub? Should we go to there? I'll go, no. Well, that's the most convenient one. Near where we both live. No, I don't want to go there. We're going to have to go to another part of London. I'm sorry.
It's going to get to like late November when we'll be accepting any invite. Weird.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to come to the pub with all your best friends, loved ones? It's the pub you've been to before. No.
No.
Do you want to go with a mentalist to some random pub in Croydon?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Good. I'm hoping to get quite a few. I'm looking ahead at my schedule now, thinking where I can pub up you. And I think my trip to Slovakia and Poland is going to do a lot of the
heavy lifting
there.
Mm.
Yeah.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Dan, I noticed behind you there is a notice board, as there always is.
There is.
Is there anything on it?
There is.
Do you want to grab something and
read it? I will. I'll grab something down. And actually, it's apposite, Robbie.
What does that mean?
It's nicely timed. It's chimes with what we've been talking about.
What was the word?
Apposite.
All right,
appropriate.
Yeah, fine.
Because you were just saying about, you know, going to some weird pub in Croydon. Yeah. We've actually got an email from Damon with the title Unusual Pubs.
In Croydon.
Not in Croydon, unfortunately.
Okay.
Hi, Robbie and Dan. Some friends and I recently went on a mini pub crawl.
Right.
There's another thing. Is three pubs a mini pub crawl?
I think they're all pub crawls. But then three upwards, you can then rank based on your own personal thing. One person's mini pub crawl is another person's
major
normal
pub crawl. Yeah.
I mean, you might have ever done a three pub crawl.
Three pub crawl.
Pub blah blah.
So friends and I recently went on a mini pub crawl for our annual pre-Christmas get-together. There are about 10 to 12 of us, and after leaving the 10 Bells on St. Benedict's in Norwich, you've been there, Robbie? You found the 10 Bells?
Yeah, of course we did the 10 Bells. Good for Norwich Arts Centre. If you're ever going to something there, go there beforehand or afterwards.
Oh, it's around there, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. We did. I might have been to the 10.
I'm sure you have.
I've definitely been there, I'm sure.
We've been Norwich for 3 years, yeah. It must have been.
We turned our attention to a black boarded up shop with just one lit Victorian lantern above the door. One or two of our group had been there before and knocked on the door. I didn't know what to expect. The door opened and we were transported back in time to pre-World War I to an emporium of antiques and artifacts.
Just to check here, does he mean like it felt like he was being transported, or is there literally a time machine? Because that sounds horrific if you're being sent back in time with no way to go forward.
Yes.
Let's find out.
Not a nice time to go back to. However, it was a bar. There was no menu, with the host and hostess taking your order purely on flavour preferences. Oh. Then the mixologist creates your potion, or as he calls it, your prescription.
Oh.
Only 15 people are allowed in at one time. And despite it being in the local papers and news over the years, not many people know about the secret bar with no name. Although it does have a name. The Arboretum. How do you think you say that?
Arboretum, yeah, I think it's Arboretum. That's like a place where trees are, isn't it?
Oh, yes, that makes sense. Oh, but yes.
Arboretum.
Arboretum.
Arboretum. Yeah, I'm going to say Arboretum.
It's local to you, Robbie, and I think it fits both yours and Dan's New Year's resolution. Check it out. Top work, Damon. Yeah, so have you been?
No, I'm aware of it.
Yep.
I've never been. I want to go now.
Yeah, me too.
Well, why don't you come to Norwich sometime? Yeah. We'll leave it a few weeks till we've sort of got past the new year a bit, and then we'll come up, we can do a pub crawl, three minimum.
Yeah.
But that sounds great. I like the idea of not having a menu.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Just being given.
Sounds like it's sort of, it's cocktails sort of thing. I'd like that.
I went to a restaurant once that I'm just looking up in my mind in Richmond, and I cannot in my mind remember what it's called. It was an Italian restaurant, and essentially the way it worked is you'd go in there and you just got, there were two sitting times. There was like it was weird to book. You had to like email them and they said, are you coming? It cost like £40 to come, and then, or whatever it was, and then you just get to, and they came back and said yes, and that was it. And I was like, I'm not certain I'm booked in here.
Really?
So it was a bit of a funny booking system. And you go along and there was no menu. They just would bring you course after course. And they also just said, what's wine? They said, wine, do you want red or white? And then you go, white. And they say, how much you want to spend per bottle? And you'd say, $2.99 or whatever. and you say, and then they go away and they would bring you wine and food.
I looked quite like that.
It was brilliant. It
takes the pressure off, doesn't it?
Really can't remember what it's called. If anyone knows this in Richmond, it was sort of up the hill a bit. It was like out of the Richmond area. I have one last little look, see if we can see it. No, I can't see what it was. I hope it's still there. It was like Italian-y sort of thing, I think.
That is good, because I think sometimes looking at a cocktail menu can be quite intimidating. Because sometimes you get a cocktail menu, it's got like 40 drinks on it. And you think, I'm just going to have a Negroni because I don't really know. But quite nice just to go, I want something quite bitter, maybe with a bit of sour cherry or something.
A good barman will do that for you, though, won't
you?
What you like.
That's true. But I want to visit the Arboretum.
Okay, well we'll do it when you come up. I'm a bit worried that this restaurant no longer exists because I've looked. There's no sign of it anymore.
It's a shame.
Oh well. Well, thank you, Damon. That's
well, I think it opens up a couple of things. There's a little bit of anyone wants to chip in on the pub crawl debate.
Yeah.
But also, we talked about any unusual pubs, but also secret pubs or pubs that no one knows about that you've been to, or pubs that you stumbled into that you didn't realize was a pub or a bar.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. What David hasn't mentioned, there's no like password. Yes. Because I hate that when you have to go in. Because it's not, there's no prohibition here. You can just have a pub.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you have to go in and it, like, London is guilty of this a bit. You will go in and you have to go into like a laundrette and go up to someone and say, oh, can you wash Nanny's knickers?
Yeah.
And then they'll let you through.
Yeah.
And they go, oh. Because they don't want to have to do that because it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy that. But I'd rather just drink in the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which you do.
Which I do.
Yeah.
Street doesn't count as a pub though.
No.
Right.
Brilliant. What else? There's something else there.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, another letter?
Yes.
Oh, that's what I was getting onto. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Slovenia, tips and tricks. Slight issue. I'm not going to Slovenia at all.
Yeah, I suddenly realised a minute ago when you said Slovakia, I thought, oh.
I don't think I'm going to... I confused them. I'm going to Slovakia.
No.
Did I say... I must have said Slovenia last time round. I've messed up my Slovaks.
To be honest, Robbie, you're doing so many skiing trips. I wouldn't be surprised if you're going to go to Slovenia at some point this year.
Probably. You can ski in Slovenia, I believe. I'm going to Slovakia, which has ruined this letter, but... Let's have a look. Let's have Slovenia's tips and tricks anyway. Yeah.
Someone out there might be going to Slovenia in the next
It's early in the year, and I can't be expected to know every single country I'm going to at this level of jet setting. I'm also going back to France as well, skiing. I'm doing a lot of skiing now.
You are, aren't you?
I made...
Robbie the Eagle.
Well, my aim... Robbie the Hawk. Not quite as impressive as Eagle. I made it my dream. The only reason I'm doing any sort of content rate stuff is to try and get free ski trips.
Yeah.
I've been open about that from the very start with everyone. And I got this press trip before Christmas. And then I thought, well, that's done well. I'll do some more YouTube videos. I've gone to what turns out to be Slovakia and then Poland. I'm going to do 3 ski resorts in 3 days. 3 videos there. That's brilliant. But then a PR agency said, do you want to come on this press trip as well? So now it's like, oh, I'm actually spending most of the year going skiing. So that's great.
You've essentially got yourself on the free skiing trip mailing list, is what you're saying.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. It's quite, you don't need that many ski trips to not be able to fit in any more ski trips and have a functioning life, it turns out. So, I mean, it's what football managers would call a great selection headache to have.
Yes.
But it is challenging in its own way.
Also, just worth noting while we're on the subject, if anyone wishes to give me a trip to the Maldives to do a review of that at any point this year, I'm available.
For what? Where's it going to go, the review?
I'll do a video.
Will you?
Yeah, I've still got 1.13k subscribers.
You should start doing YouTube again.
Yeah. I've got a lot on, Robbie.
Have you?
You're
trying
busy.
To go to as many pubs as possible this year. It doesn't sound like you've got that much on at all. Why don't you commit the pubs? Right. Let's read this letter.
Hey, both. Pubs. Yeah.
Happy New Year and thanks for all the great content and pods since you took over the stewardship. On the recent pub notice board, you mentioned a trip to Slovenia. I'm going to have to go to Slovenia now to cover up.
Yep.
If you get a chance to do a stopover in between skiing, you must try to get to Ljubljana. You may even be flying into there. I'm flying to Slovakia. My wife and I visited Ljubljana some 5 or more years ago and absolutely loved it. It's well worth a visit. A superb city, small, compact, beautiful, and very, very green on an environmental level. There's hardly any cars and walking down the river over the bridges of the Ljubljanica, and visiting the riverside bars is essential. That sounds great.
Does sound great.
Top tips if you're short on time, get up the skyscraper. The skyscraper is an icon of the city, and nestled atop is the Skyscraper Cafe. How are you saying that?
Nebotchnik. Yeah.
Is the Nebotchnik Cafe. Well worth it for a cocktail or local beer, Iggy IPA, or... come on, this is too hard.
It's really hard.
Or a pale ale when I went. The views of the castle mountains and the city are stunning. Try to grab a local Bevok Tak beer, a malty IPA style beer served in a lot of the city centre restaurant bars, and fill up on the great pizza at Ljubljanski Dvor restaurant. From memory, wine was served by the 100ml measure. Perfect to try at insanely cheap prices. And if you're feeling plush, get to the Tabar restaurant for amazing food, lots of small plates at high end, and their superb orange wine. Enjoy. Nick, love an orange wine. Had some on New Year's.
It's nice, isn't it?
I feel very bad that Nick has gone to all the effort of sending that through the realms.
Well, we're just going to have to go.
Not even going. But yeah, shall we try this year? We will try and go to Slovenia, you and me, to apologise to Nick for wasting his time.
Yeah. Purely, that's the only reason.
Can it be after the ski season? Because domestically, this will be difficult to organise now.
Let's go when the weather's nice, because we want to go and hang out by the riverside in the riverside bars, don't we?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, wonderful.
Chalk up like 10 pubs in in a couple of days.
I might go to secret ones while you're in the bathroom. Right, if anyone has got any tips for Slovakia or Poland, I'll tell you where I'm going in these two countries. I'm going to Zakopane in Poland. Which is a famous winter sports place. And I'm going to the ski resort of, slightly harder, Tatranska Lomnica.
Lovely.
In Slovakia. So if you've got any tips for those places, love to hear them, because that will be something of actual use. You can email me, as always, robbie@moonunderpod.com. Dan, would you firmly remove the... notice board from the wall, but then place it down gently.
Kukum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.